I just wanted to get something off my chest. This episode is going to be discussing what people are so-called pretending to have, meaning the feels. The next part is the burger, meaning the diet, the issues, the excuses. And then the last part is the responsibility, the part whereby we say we're conscious of what's going on, and yet we still don't do anything about it. All right, stay tuned in.
Go for it. The first thing we need to learn is something called tolerance. Even though we're all different people,
yeah,
we need to know how to tolerate. Like me, I'm a very, very black separatist, but I need to learn how to. You have to tolerate everybody, because the thing is,
yeah,
separation, too much separation, can lead to death, and it can all lead to hurting people. So when we use religions,
it's fear.
Exactly.
Fear. Like, you ever seen Apocalypto?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, sometimes I go into a store, I'll see it in people, and I gotta bring it out. I gotta confront it, because if you let it infect your mind, you lose your attitude. It won't happen the first hour you're there. It's gonna happen, like, give it like 10, 15 hours of being in that store. You're gonna start to feel the way those people feel, and you're like, man, these people feel bad about themselves. Or is it me? Am I unconfident? And then you start realizing, like, some of these people are just stuck that way. And just me being, go ahead.
But I think it's fair, and it's also ignorant, because here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Certain prejudice are taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, let's say, example, racism is taught.
It is.
Hating homosexuals is taught. Now, you might not believe in it, but when you forcibly hate somebody,
yeah,
that's a taught feeling. Nobody told you to hate your boys. You might not like the feeling, but nobody taught you to hate that.
Yeah.
That's taught. Hating colorism among races and hating somebody for a certain religious belief, that's taught. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we gotta get ahead, and then the illusion of fear, because the thing about fear, it makes you personify certain non-existent realities. Like,
Of course.
Let's do something newer, like the concept of the people that had the tiki torches, right?
Mm-hmm.
That were screaming, "No more Jews."
Mm-hmm.
Now we can all agree the Jews do buy and own property and share amongst themselves,
mm-hmm,
but all races supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. So when you try to blame the Jews for something like that,
mm-hmm,
that's fair that you lose value in what you do. When in reality, all you have to do is stay grounded and focus on the task at hand, you'll be good to go. Let's use another example, right?
Yeah.
You know, women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The real thing reason why the abortion law was passed is because of the population of white women. They try to make things about all women, but it wasn't. Here's the thing. Look at the new statistics. There are more black and albino children being born than all Caucasian children, because white women haven't let children. That's why. That was the real agenda. They're not trying to take away your rights. They need that for population control, because they want more of a certain class of patient people. Because the thing is,
yeah,
even though white people are becoming a minority,
yeah,
as far as the wealth has been, they're still at the top of the wealth, and as far as the new dollar, what's the new dollar? Credit, they're still at the top of the credit chain, because even though black and Latino people, they're starting to become more of a minority, they're not passing knowledge.
That's why a lot of people not financially educated. Like, I even had to talk to my own brother, and he's like, "Bruh, I'm in a whole nother bracket." I'm like, if you was in a whole nother bracket, you should have filed yourself as a sole proprietor and wrote off half of your shit.
But here's the thing.
But he's working in that employee mindset, so I can't change that about him.
Exactly. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't teach you finance in school because people understand school is important, but school is to get you designed. It's to give you that welcome mentality.
Yeah.
I want you to go through grades 1 through 12. Then I want you to go to college. I'm gonna give you a loan to go to college that's up to $200,000. But I won't get you a biz loan for $20,000 because I want you to have a work. I want you to work for somebody else. Because there always everybody can't be a business. There has to be somebody that's the worker that's employed. There has to be somebody that's employee minded.
Right.
And the thing about African Americans that I want to get on, we like to use our struggle in the past as an excuse instead of our motivation. That's the shit that killed me at black people. Like, okay, look, as a black person, you might have to work about two times harder, but you shouldn't use that as a downfall.
Yeah.
That should bring you up. Let's think about it. There was a time when white people had to do it too. It was, you know what that was called?
No.
They were called Spartans. They were called Spartans. They were called Vikings.
Yeah.
Those tribes of people, they were smaller tribes.
Yeah.
The Spartans, they dropped babies over the cliff that were misfunctioning too little.
Mm-hmm.
They was at birth, they were prejudiced. At birth, unless you at birth they had a rough time. You see what I'm saying?
But
so as black people,
Spartans,
we have to think like that.
If you weren't ready, like to be a builder, to be a tradesman, to be a finance or a warrior, you were not fit for that society.
But here's my thing.
Yeah.
With the Spartans, every man had a regular job and he had to be in the army.
Right.
And they only chose the fittest. We have to have that mentality as African Americans in America too.
Yeah.
Because here's the funny part. While we're still complaining about certain stuff instead of just fighting, it's a financial racism. It's not old school, let's kill you racism. It's systematic. How do I mean systematic? Okay.
Generationally, or are you talking about in the society?
Society, when I say systematic, I mean financially, legally, and healthcare-wise. I'll give you an example, right?
Okay.
Now, you go to a black neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now, the police aren't just going to blow you up and shoot you, but they're going to, certain tasks and certain things that are put in front of you to make you downfall. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
The black neighborhood, majority of the property are owned by Asians, Caucasian Americans,
mm-hmm.
and Indians,
mm-hmm.
because those are the ones that are what? They're building the credit from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a co-signer to my credit card, right? I'm adding them as an offer using my credit card. Every time they turn 18, they have a 750, 800.
Right.
I'm going to teach them what a credit card is.
Right.
I'm going to teach them what based on the savings account is.
Right.
And then my goal, I don't tell my child to go to school to get a job.
Right.
I tell my child to go to school to be an employer. Because
right.
you want to be an employer.
Right.
Here's the thing. Now, when you're an employer, you're in a different tax bracket. And when you're in a different tax bracket, the government actually pays you more money to employ people. And guess what? You pay less taxes as an employer than you do an employee. People don't realize that.
Right.
Now, when you pay less taxes and you have more money,
mm-hmm.
when you have more money, you will have more taxes to put into the government. Even though you're paying less taxes, your less taxes is more money than somebody that's employed and pays more taxes. Now, we have more money to put into the government.
Yeah.
Well, where's that money going to? That money's going to lobbyists. That money's going to lawmakers. Now you're having laws that are made into your favor. And now when laws are made into your favor, now the circle goes all around. Now healthcare and all that goes around. And now this is a society built into your favor. We got to learn how to do that as African Americans.
And you remember we were talking a little bit about how the dollar isn't worth shit?
Yeah. How did it come like that?
I can make $10,000 now. 10 years from now, that's probably $100,000.
Exactly. But here's
it's
the thing.
It's silly.
We gotta do our research. Why was the dollar made on that beginning? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
yeah,
dollars based on what? It was based on gold and steel. It was backed by gold.
It was.
Now, they took the gold standard off
because
there wasn't as much gold, and they made a debt because it's more profitable for the banks, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, though. When it was more profitable to banks, that's when inflation got created.
Yeah.
Because the gold standard kept going up, so money kept growing. Money kept being more valuable, but we made it debt-based because of the population.
Yeah.
But what we need to learn how to do is do our own research. If I know my money's inflating,
yeah,
I didn't know how to make my money have a what hedge against inflation. I didn't know about finance. I need to get real money, because real money is something that goes up in value. What's real money?
Real estate.
Natural resources. Natural real estate. Resources,
commodities, or even
exactly
stocks.
Investments. Stocks, yeah. Investment. That's real money, because yeah. Money backed on debt is not money. Let's look at Venezuela, right?
Mm-hmm.
Venezuela, they were spending so much money that everybody who has a thousandaire, a millionaire, because the money became worthless. So what did they have to do? What is Venezuela doing now? They're getting a money-based system backed on what? A natural resource, which is their oil.
Right.
Because what is, you know, it's real wealth? God is real wealth. But let me tell you what God actually stands for.
Yeah.
Gold, oil, and drugs. You always got God. Gold, oil, and drugs. That's always been what's been, that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
That is what it stands for. If you think about it, drugs have always been money, because they're a natural resource and they have a value. The bartering system is never going to go. That's original money.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do, but we're doing it based on a paper bill, something yeah. that's debt-based.
Give me a sec.
It's the most important thing.
Tell me about that.
That's called family, bro. Family. It starts with the family. You know, what's the most successful family you know?
The Rothschilds.
Yes. So here's the thing about the Rothschild. What's the myth behind the Rothschild? That they're what? They're the descendants of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But why are the Rothschilds so successful? Now people can say that even when they got a whole bunch of money. Yeah, that's true. They got money that you don't even know about. But in every successful family,
yeah,
they have a strong understanding of family or their family origin and morality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And here's the thing, it's a patriarch. Now, in Africa, there's certain matriarchs, but you gotta have a patriarch. When you have a strong mother and father, and you have a good family structure,
yeah.
And you teach that, that's the first thing that has to be there to become successful. That's this. That's the first thing. It starts with the family.
But the thing is like, in the American family, it's a lot of broken homes. By broken homes, I'm saying like single mom, single dad, or I grew up with my grandparents, I grew up with my uncle, I grew up with a neighbor, and I can't even go home, or my own parents don't take any responsibility for me, or there's no mom and dad there. Like, for me, I can sit here and say, oh, I grew up without food. My fridge was always empty. When you had food, you knew you had to cook it from scratch. You didn't get the end meal, the frozen dinners. You got the plants, the vegetables from the raw form. And if you didn't know how to cut it, cook it, bake it, you ain't eating. So I got good at making omelets and eating fucking cornbread and learning how to cook my own cake. You know those bake mix things?
Yeah.
I had to learn how to do that from scratch. So when I see some people, they can't even eat because they don't have french fries, I'm like, motherfucker.
But let me ask you, even though the family struggled,
yeah.
But was the structure of mother, father...
there?
You gotta be a responsible adult. Yeah, with that there.
Yeah, you had to do your chores, but I'm saying like the broken home system now is like there's no father figure. There's no mother there to hold the children accountable or to even not necessarily provide, to nurture, because men have this natural need to provide. It doesn't matter what you're doing, you wanna give back. Women nurture things. That's why they stick with things longer than men. Or they're able to grow things further than most men. And most people don't understand, like, more successful people are in business or women. Do they succeed in sales? Maybe not. They give up too easy. Or they just don't, they don't have balls. And I can't say everybody has balls to keep going. I can't call everybody shot, but at the same time, I'm also sitting here saying that if you have a predisposition or an advantage in any field and you still just want to submit to society's shit and then accept it, that's on you.
I get where you're coming from, but with women, women, a lot of women have a more cooperative mindset, and men have more competitive. Yeah. Women see the world as how can I get everybody to cooperate with me, and men see it as competitive. But here's the thing: I want to go back to the family thing.
Yeah,
we don't know our natural roles. You got to remember this: there was nothing wrong with the woman's resolution, but the woman's resolution was for who? So the Caucasian woman doesn't feel degraded by her men. She wants the same equal opportunities, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. I'm glad women work for us now a lot. But see, the thing is, we're challenging natural roles, not playing natural roles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Women, they can make money, they can provide, see what in the capitalist, I'm so down with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're having families, and of course, men need to step up too and stop being distracted, you know, be more monogamous, want to be more father figures. Of course, that needs to happen too.
Yeah.
But families need to be more based on a patriarch, not a matriarch. When families are based more on a matriarch, that's when there's been generational wealth. That's when things can go back in a line of order.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need a mother and father system in place. Mm-hmm. Because a woman can teach a man how to be an adult, she can't teach him how to be a man.
Right.
A father can teach a woman, I teach a girl how to be an adult, but she can't teach him how to be a woman.
Right.
And when one of those pieces of power, so your emotional distress is causing you to make different choices. Like an example, woman lives without a father. She knows how to be a woman completely, but she doesn't know how to treat a man, and she doesn't know how to a man supposed to treat her.
Mm-hmm.
Say a son lives with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I say a woman lives with a dad, right?
Yeah.
She knows how a man is supposed to be, how a man is supposed to treat her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know how to be a woman.
Yeah.
When I'm involved, something is lost.
Yeah.
Let's go to men. If a man doesn't have a father, he knows how to be an adult, but he doesn't know how to be a man. There's a difference.
What would you say would be the main difference? Because we can say and go topic after topic, but like just for anybody listening to this, what would you say would separate that experience versus having the man in the house?
Okay, as far as the woman or the man, which one you want me to do first?
Being a man and not knowing to be a man.
Okay, so the difference in a man knowing how to be an adult and not a man. Okay, first of all.
Yeah.
Of course, you're gonna have masculinity.
Yeah,
he's not gonna feel the need to defend a woman. So, certain situations, he's not gonna want to defend a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, certain concepts and mindsets on there. Men naturally shouldn't be real petty. That's a feminine. You shouldn't want to be real petty all the time.
Yeah,
men should be able to make those hard choices and decisions. Men should be able to make choices. Straight blood. They shouldn't have to make emotional choices.
Right.
That's what father figure for. Men should know how to make sacrifices for somebody else.
Right.
And men, when you have a father figure, that makes you want to teach somebody else to be how to be a father. Teach somebody that makes you want to naturally raise a child. Because the thing is, if you never had a father and you're out here having children, you're not gonna know how to teach them how to be a father.
Right.
Or teach them how to be a man because you never taught. You saw how to be an adult male. There's a difference.
Right.
It's interesting walking around penis and then being a man.
Right.
You make smart decisions. You make decisions on the behalf of people because you're providing for people. When you're just a man, you're providing for yourself. You never know. You don't know if I can make provide for somebody else.
Right.
You don't know what it's like to defend a family. You don't know what it's like to make the sacrifices for that family. That's what a man does.
Right.
And then you don't make the choices based on what your friends want to do. You make the choices on what's the best benefit of your family.
Right.
That's because a father teach you how to be a man having a father fit teach you how to be a father, and they also teach you how to be a man. So some of the irresponsible choices that you would have made, he'll teach you how to not make those irresponsible choices that you don't have to wait till you're 18 to learn. There's a lot of lessons I didn't learn until I was 18. If I had a father figure, I would learn earlier time. And I'm not just talking about regular dude stuff like how to change a tire, how to do this and that.
Yeah.
Just certain social situations, how to address certain people, how to handle certain situations better, how to approach certain people, and how to deal with women differently.
See, I can say I can have the best of both worlds, but I'm from a different country. So I've seen different societies.
What country?
Kenya. And being Kenyan doesn't mean I'm any less African or any less American. It just, I saw things differently, and I grew up without my grandfathers. I grew up with my dad, his uncles, family, whatever, right? And I learned something. Your strengths may not be seen by those close to you. And I don't mean it in some kind of like disproportionate or going off the scales kind of thing. I mean like the people who recognize you for your talents may not even be the family you have. Like, people kept telling me as I was young, hey, get into sales. You sound like you present well. You can hold a conversation. You can sell water to a well. And I'd be denying that shit because my family would raise me like, go do this, become a doctor, become this, become that. And you tell yourself that story 10 times a day over a year, you end up trying to please who? The family. And then you don't realize your natural abilities. And not saying that the family didn't encourage it or not, but like sometimes you deal with the shortcomings of having a dad and having a mom is that they can't train your talent, even though exactly. You want them to.
Exactly. Well, families for their morality.
Yeah.
They're not for the career path.
Yeah.
When people like my family does this exact. Everybody's family does that shit. Because the thing, when somebody's everybody does. When think about this,
yeah.
If your dad's a bread farmer, he's gonna teach you to be a bread farmer.
Right.
Like I said, family tea is good for teaching morality, how to struggle, just natural codes of ethic, codes of survival.
Right.
But they're not good for what you really want to do as far as your talents and your career path.
Right.
Because they're always gonna downplay you. They're gonna be the first one to tell you you can't do something.
Right.
Because think about this: most kids go to college and they'll get there. If they don't get a scholarship, their parents pay for it, and they go where their parents want them to go and do all that because they get a free will. But in reality, if your dad pays you to go to law school, but you know in your fucking heart you want to be an architect, but yeah. You know if you got to be an architect, you're going to have to go live in that basement with poor roommates and struggle.
Yeah.
That's why people go end up doing with their family and pleasing their family. But here's the thing. When you live to please your family, you end up arguing with them for 50 years, but you could end up just saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to just be unhappy and not have them talk to me for 5 and try to not please them and make myself happy instead of trying to please them and be hating him for 50.
Right, what about the woman side of it?
So with women, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I love the independence. I love all of it because I do believe women should have jobs and all that stuff. That is great. I don't downplay it. A woman can do anything. I understand all of it. Only thing with women is women can make as much money as they need to. I'm down with them being billionaires and all that. But here's the concept I want them to go one by.
Okay.
Women are meant to nurture in a relationship.
Yeah.
So if a woman doesn't know how to please a man, I understand equal parts and all that. That's all good understanding.
Yeah.
But what the modern woman wants, she wants to be a modern woman but want a traditional man. That's the woman part I don't understand. My thing is this.
Yeah.
You can't have a job, make it $100,000, but still want a man to pay 70% of your bills. Or if you imagine, you can't have a job where you make $100,000, but you say you can't take to a guy that doesn't make over $120,000. Why? Here's my thing. There's a difference between needs and wants.
Yeah.
What is a need? In this society, if in a capitalist society, as long as I'm paying your bills, I'm providing you.
Right.
The measurement of how I provide you should not based on how many frivolous things I buy. That's not in my function as being a man. If you want to go back to traditional man, traditional man came home, paid bills, he gave his wife the money to buy groceries and did the cleaning. That's traditional. Sex is made for what? For breeding. That's traditional. That's what it's for.
Right.
I mean, of course, they did again more often when I come, but that's straight up just, there's no part of my manhood that says I need to be able to buy you expensive nails, we're not gonna go with nails.
Yeah.
Expensive jewelry, fancy cars, fancy trips.
Yeah.
That's not providing. That's a luxury. Yeah. I'm not a luxury man. I'm a man that provides.
Yeah.
So you can't put my man at a disadvantage, or you can't downplay a man because I'm not doing those things.
Yeah.
That's not my job. That's a father. I'm your husband, not your father.
Right.
And here's my thing. If you want to go back to doing, if you want to be a traditional man, you got to be a traditional woman. You want me to do all that stuff, then you have to be the what? A traditional woman was the property of a man.
Right.
If you're not, if you, and there's no woman that's going to say, I want to be a property. It's not in this time of age. You want to be independent, you want to have your own car, you want to make your own life choices. You want to decide your destiny. Your destiny not to sit around and have kids. That's what feminine means.
But
you want to
decide your destiny. Society gives women these opportunities to be what you just said, non-traditional, to be independent. But 90% of women are not doing that because why? One, they don't have the, I don't want to say the cojones, but they're not taught that. They're not bred that way. The society is like, submit, submit, submit. Give your man this, give your man that. Or if you want to go by the Bible, the fruits, collect as many, and you'll produce many, right?
And but let's go to that, though. Do you think that's how it really is in America?
Because America is a whole nother breed.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's
like
what I'm...
you can't just show up, work minimum wage, and your husband's doing double that, and you have three kids. And your bills cost three kids. So who's getting the money? The bills or the kids? Like,
exactly.
There's no time. Like, I grew up, like, coming here to America, I grew up without my dad being there physically. Like, I go to sports, I go to things. And nothing against him, he provided. And for him, he needed that. But where I needed him wasn't that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you show up, my guy, you come to a practice. Don't just come to an award ceremony. And not that I reflect that I hated this man. Like, I still have good relationships. But he came to God after the fact.
But let me tell you what happens, though.
Yeah.
The busier you are, the less time you have. Point blank, period.
You still have more.
You sure? Here's my thing. I'll give you an example.
Go ahead.
If people live in $300,000 houses, you go to a neighborhood, how many people do you see outside? At $300,000, a whole complex of $300,000 houses, how many times do you see people outside playing inside?
Well, my whole neighborhood was $300,000.
Okay, and how many people do you see playing outside on a daily basis?
That was when we were all kids. So nobody's there, or new people move in and old people move out. You know
what
I mean?
But it's not even that. Yeah, but it's not that reason, because the more money you make, the less time you have, unless you have money that's making itself.
Only in America.
Yeah. But in any country.
In Europe, you have time. You get a month of vacation. Doesn't matter what you do. You get a full month to yourself. In America, you barely even have a week.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If you got a month of vacation.
I'm not even talking a holiday.
But here's the thing, though. If you have a month vacation,
yeah.
But you know that the money you made is not enough to cover the extra amount of rent due, the extra amount of liabilities due,
right.
you're gonna take that vacation that you can have and pay the bills.
Right.
So that's a capitalist problem, because you gotta remember this.
Right.
Back in the day, there was no such, when I say back in the day, I mean, but before the fucking, let's go before the 1600s.
Right.
Everybody had trade-based jobs that were farmers. There's a lot of farmers.
Right.
So you work the fields, you start working fields at a certain time, then you had that time to spend with the family.
Right.
But here's the thing, we're capitalist-based jobs, so we're not living off the land, we're living off the fruits of our labor. And when I say fruits, I don't mean literal fruits from the ground, I mean just our work. So we have to, everything based on money. So
right.
We have to what? Trade time with money.
Right.
So why you lost your dad? Because that time he got to spend with you, he had to spend with the money, making money.
That's where I'm coming from. But I'm saying this to say that my mom, whether or not she worked, she made it her duty to show up. She made it a thing to have dinner at a table as a family.
But here's my question, though.
Yeah.
Did she pay most? Did she pay the same amount of bills, or did the father pay more bills?
Well, she paid the bills, but both of their incomes still would not amount to what the bills were.
Okay, so cool. So here's my question is.
Yeah.
If they both of them, if both of them incomes and amount to what the bills when they're still broke, that means one of them is making a sacrifice of time to go there. Because it's either your mother stayed and did it, or your father said, but one of them have to go. So you can't be mad at him at that. One of them have to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't hold any karma, any bad things to him because he provided for us the opportunity here. Right? Like, now I say this to say that the dysfunction is whereby, like, you got a man raising two girls, single father, mom isn't there, probably out smoking, probably with another man in another family. And then you got a man trying to raise daughters. And then you got a grandmother raising five or six grandkids because her own children don't have the means or the knowledge to be able to support their kids, or they don't even have property to raise them.
That's what it comes from. But here's the biggest thing that makes all that. It's called Planned Parenthood. And then I'm saying you have to get abortions if you don't have them the right time, but the big thing about a capitalist society, it's not a society that's based on farming. You see, farming families, you can just have as many children as you want. There's some African families basically living on. You have as many kids as you want to because they're gonna help you with the land. It's a farming land, but see, a farming family, it's a farm of land. It's a you survive and finish. It's a water survive and finish. But we live in a capitalist society. You have to plan paying is something essential. You can't have babies willy nilly because this is my thing about what I hate about parents that are broke and then say, "Well, I did the best I could for you." I hate all that because, and I hate when mother said that because my thing is this: you brought me into a world of poverty. You, if it starts, it's but it all starts from the man before it starts with the woman because we're the seed.
When a man
decides to be irresponsible and lay with a woman unprotected, shoot some type of sperm at her, cause the fucking domino effect. Well, now she's pregnant, they having a child. Because I can't blame her for not wanting to kill the fucking child and have a child at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Now he just started a whole lifestyle of poverty that could go either way. He could go into lifestyle of destruction. But you, that terminal, become successful. But here's the thing. When somebody comes successful out of adversity, he needs to make sure the process doesn't repeat as long as live. Now, eventually, he's going to die, and he's got to hope his children don't make any stupid mistakes. But that's all it is. It's just a cycle of life. So all we can do is train somebody. If we get out of adversity, we come from a family that's not adversity. We got to train somebody to create a family that does not have to live in adversity. Because you choose when you can have children. If you live in a fucking third world country and you are 15 and somehow by the grace of God you saved enough money to be an immigrant in the United States and go out flying ticket, it is your responsibility as an adult to wait till you are financially ready, have an apartment, have a car, have your bills paid up in time,
then
breed. Because here's my thing, what people don't realize, men do not get unconditional love. Unless it's a mother and a son, you do not get unconditional love. Well, as a man, you're loved as...
In this society, no. If I go back to Kenya, let me tell you something. One man to five women is what you're promised.
That's fine, but here's what I was going to get at.
No. Five wives, I'm sorry.
That's fine, but here's what I was going to get at.
Yeah.
Men are loved as long as they can provide something. If a man is not, that's why it's not unconditional.
Of course.
A woman is love like unconditional.
Being, it's like being in the fucking ancient times. If you couldn't kill, hunt, you were left for dead.
Exactly. But that's my thing with men in this thing. Men is love unconditional. So a man is not really truly loved. A woman is always truly loved.
Right.
A woman can be do nothing. She can lay on her back, or she can just not do anything at all. And she's unconditionally loved.
Right.
That's why there's more homeless men than there are homeless women. There's more homeless women than there are homeless men. Men are not loved unconditionally. You are loved as a simple fact that you can do what you provide a nation to provide.
Right.
So as a man, you have to pull up your boots, suck your bootstraps, and learn how to provide. And that's the whole thing that it starts from that. It all begins with what I was saying earlier about your role with a nation.
Right.
When men, the first thing you do, and when you get out of the womb, man and woman, you need to know your natural. A man is to provide.
Yeah.
A woman is to nurture. Nurture is unconditional love. All you have to do is nurture. Man, the first thing you have to learn how to do, as long as you can do it, is provide. That is it. That is your natural role. Provide. It starts with that. What you want to provide, you can provide for yourself. You can provide for family. Providing not just is not just physically. You need to provide mentally, spiritually, sexually, emotionally. You got to provide everywhere. Once you can do that, you need, that's providing wisdom is part of providing.
It is.
Back to the topic at hand. I just wanted to be able to take a quick break for you guys. So if you're listening in your car or on your headphones, now you know that we're going right back into things. And that way you don't just quickly pause and transition back. All right. Thank you.
That's when you're with a family. That's when the patriarch starts. When I say wisdom, I don't mean book smart. I mean wisdom overall. Now you created a successful family. Now you created generational wealth.
Yeah.
And with generational wealth, it's not just financially, it's spiritually, mentally, etc. Now that's how life is easier, bro. Now you're gonna have diseases. You're gonna have certain shit that is uncontrollable to a certain extent. Because diseases are controllable to some extent, alkaline in your body. But that's all you can do.
Also, you can avoid vaccinations. That's a whole nother topic in itself. For the sake of time, I'm not even gonna talk about that one.
But I'll make it quick though, because that's what we're gonna get into. Let's go on that.
All right.
What does a vaccination do?
It gives you the fucking virus.
It gives you the virus.
Fucking disease.
It gives you disease in a small dose, and hoping that your body builds an immunity to it.
Since we're talking about it, would you even do a HIV vaccination?
No.
Why not?
Here's the reason why.
Yeah.
The body naturally heals itself. Let's go back to what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Human beings are frugarious. Now, let me give an example. Name an animal besides a human being that takes medicine. Name one.
Well, not necessarily medicine, but you got all these dogs and cats taking Frontline Plus, taking this, taking that, just to keep them going for a couple more years.
I guess you, but in nature, name an animal that takes a pill at a doctor's office. Name one.
I wouldn't see any.
Here's issue.
Yeah.
Medicine was made to mimic the fruit, vegetable, and herb that naturally cures you. For every malfunction in the body, there's a fruit, vegetable, and herb that's meant to cure you. You eat fruits to electrify plants to get minerals and the herbs to kill diseases, right? Here's the thing. Every animal's body is naturally built to fight off a certain infection.
Yeah.
Most animals die from losing the teeth, getting too old, but they die of infections, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The human being is the only animal that is intelligent enough to know how to fight itself against the majority of diseases. It's just that what we do, what? We're not eating based on our natural diet.
Right.
You're in this one called a natural diet. If you have 32 teeth and your chest are 32 inches long, and you have teeth that aren't just molars and aren't just canines, they are a mixture and they can bite into fruits. You are frugarious. That's what humans are. We eat fruits and vegetables, but mainly our diet is supposed to be fruit. If you have a whole nother species that is similar, not close, not exactly similar, called a primate, and it is frugarious, what the fuck makes you think you're an omnivore or, for the most ignorant, a fucking what makes you think you're a herbivore for the most ignorant? That's what happens with disease. Because remember this: you're either feeding the disease, or you're feeding that you're feeding the body to heal it. You got to remember, we get germs every day.
I'm glad you said that, because meat back when it was meant to sustain us through like winter,
and exactly
long term. Exactly. Long-term endurance. Now it's like, if I don't have my meat, and you start to notice, you see people that haven't eaten meat, they're not fucking hype on adrenaline. And the adrenaline, as I was talking with one of my doctors, actually comes from killing an animal when it is fucking scared, full of hormones, running with a whole bunch of testosterone and what you call it, fear in their whole system, and then you kill them. And they and now say an organic animal or organic meat is killing the animal without it being at that stage. And I'm like, I understand that, but I also understand, like, if you kill a turkey when it sees the blade, it will naturally swallow all the poison into that meat.
But and you can't even eat it. Before you are right about the transfer of energy when you eat something that used to shit, bleed, and all that. Yes, it's fear is going to transfer into you. You're eating it something with a conscience. Yeah. It transfers into you. But here's another thing we don't understand. Something called alkaline.
Right.
Our bodies are electric, okay?
Yeah.
So when you eat something, everything has an alkaline cell. Is it electric, is it alkaline, or is it acidic?
Right.
Carnivores are built acidic, so their body is supposed to operate like that.
Right.
But every animal is supposed to eat based on its alkaline level.
Mm-hmm.
So carnivores can eat those things because their bodies are based like that.
But they also have a shorter stomach. How long does it take a fucking snake, crocodile, or any other cold-blooded animal to eat?
It doesn't take that long.
They eat the whole thing. How long does it take them to digest? It can go weeks to months before they have to eat again. And with like mammals, the ones that can eat meat have a fucking 4-inch canine.
Exactly. They were built to process raw meat. But here's another thing though.
Yeah.
Their frequency is lower.
It is.
When you have a lower frequency, you can eat meat. If your alkaline level is a 7.2, you need to eat things that are more electric.
Yeah.
Meat is in the fives. There's certain meats that meats are between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So if my alkaline, if my blood, your human blood is a 7.26,
yeah.
I really need to eat things that are at least at a 7 and above. Yeah. Now, certain fishes are 7 at a 7, but I don't, or a 6 or 7. You want to see them coming close. If it's in a 5,
yeah.
you're downplaying your chemical makeup.
Yeah.
When you're eating that, your chemical makeup is fucked up. You're more prone to the disease.
Yeah.
And then here's the thing, though. What causes disease? Too much mucus. What is your nose running with that?
I agree.
What do you build up snot for?
To protect yourself.
Exactly. You're protecting yourself with too much bacteria.
Yeah.
So when you eat things that are a lower frequency that have more bacteria, more harmful things in it, your body builds up mucus. So when your body builds up too much mucus in a certain area, it becomes a disease, bronchitis, mucus in the lungs, cancer, too much mucus. It's an ingrown cell. It's a continuous ingrown cell. It got called. people that in your family that are prone to that. Reason why? Because they've been trashing on the same. Your mother was, you was born in your mother's womb, hiring the same bullshit for years and years.
And the thing is, think about this one too. Diabetes too. I can understand type 1. You're fucking born with it. Or your body's not genetically gonna do anything for sugar. Period. Right? But type 2 is fucking reversible. And you don't need a lap band on your stomach. You don't need somebody in your face like Biggest Loser. You don't need people telling you this isn't good for you when you go out and you buy 5 cakes and you're the only guy or only girl in the apartment eating it. Like, a lot of people, like, type 2 diabetes is totally under your control. And when they start blaming the whole society and environment and everybody else, it just becomes a shame fest, kind of. You ever see that happen?
Yeah, the only thing disease I think it might just be fucking genetic is fucking polio. But as far as diabetes, even your type 1, a type 1 diabetes can still eat fruits. Oh, but your body doesn't do anything with sugar. It is not, your body doesn't do shit for fucking cane sugar and brown sugar. That's the one you don't need. If right. People pay attention to certain sugars, the only sugar you need is fucking fructose. Let's write down a food down in a types of calories, right?
Yeah.
There's always been three types of calories. What are they called? Proteins, carbohydrates, and fats.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing with carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are starches because sugar itself is a carbohydrate.
Right.
Carbohydrates are starches and sugars. All right? Fatties are just fat lipids. You need a certain amount of that.
Right.
And protein is protein. Protein, though, here's the thing. There's no such thing as animal protein because the protein came from a plant. All protein comes from fruits. That comes from fucking vegetables. Fruits have a very low amount of protein. Fruits are mainly the natural carbohydrates.
Right.
And then grains, of course, have a carbohydrate. But here's the thing, though. When you mix grain with water, that's when it's bad for you because it's the thing, though. People, that's the reason the keto diet works and you're burning more fat
right.
is because you don't have the fat from the grain. All grains don't have fat in it
right.
until you make them with water. When you make bread out of them, that's when they have a fat because you literally mix it with a milk or some, not even water, you literally mix it with a milk and something else.
Right.
But here's my thing. With grains, when you sprout them, they're healthy for you. Alkaline grains are not fattening.
Right.
Grains are not fattening when you sprout. When I mean sprout, you sit them in a cup of water and you let it just grow. But when you mix them with something, add different stuff and change its chemical makeup,
yeah.
then it has fat in it. That's why you're getting fat from the fucking bread you eat. And we look at cheese. Cheese is spoiled milk.
But
you gotta think about this. People don't use the research and use the common sense. So you thought, if you look at research, you thought if you took a milk from an animal, let it age, churn it up or whatever, that's okay. Another animal, now, you're only supposed to breastfeed from your another animal you thought it was okay. Butter. Butter is just fat that you put on some shit. You know what your body does with fat? Fat is meant to protect you, and you need a certain amount for your brain. But it's not the biggest, it's not the biggest amount you need. Your body needs mostly carbohydrates, and proteins are the building blocks itself, but you run up mostly carbohydrates. That's why we're forgetting. The human body runs out mostly carbohydrates. Period. But it's lack of knowledge that kills us. That's how medicine can be, lack of knowledge. If you don't know what to eat, you don't know how to keep it. Go ahead.
You know about Henrietta Lacks?
Repeat that.
Henrietta Lacks.
No, go ahead.
Her cells are still growing to this day. You ever heard of ovarian cancer, right?
I've heard of ovarian cancer, yeah.
Her cells... from 1950s, they took her and made her into an experiment over in Johns Hopkins. Her cells, physical cells, are still growing to this day.
And she's dead, though, right?
Yeah. She died from the cancer. But her cells still grow to this day. They still ship them out to other medical universities. And the point I'm trying to get to with that is saying that the family that that happened to, they can't ever get that back.
Yeah.
They didn't even get a percentage of the profits. But the amount of medical history or knowledge that has been taken from that has been able to develop all these infrastructure and college, and people are not seeing the benefits as in terms of like, oh, we can now advance as a population, because women were dying from childbirth. Women were dying unexplained causes when really it was their reproductive system out of whack.
Yeah.
And the thing is with that is like, we marginalize a lot of the progress we made as a society here in America, when in other countries, they don't even have running water or lights.
But here's the thing with that, though. Remember when I got to the point where that should die too, but here's the thing with that, though. That too.
Education. Or even reform politics. Whatever you want to go at.
Here's the thing with that, though.
Yeah.
Whose world is it? Whose world is it?
None.
No. It's a what world? It's a whose world?
Well, you know I can finish that phrase.
It's a man's world. What I say earlier.
Finish that.
Men see the world as more of a competitive. Women see it more of a cooperative.
Yep.
The reason we're not, America's not selling this knowledge for other people and all of that, because America wants to be police, but not the healer. Here's what I'll give you an example of that. Police are meant to protect, but they're mostly meant to rule and regulate. That's the first thing they do. They protect you if something happens,
right. But
their first job is to make sure you follow the rules. You're more likely to get arrested when you call the police than that's somebody arresting somebody else.
Right.
That's what's going on. Right. We don't see the world as a more cooperative thing. What's going to happen is, instead of us trying to cooperate with other governments, what's government trying to do? Eventually they want to do it. But they're trying to get one government. But it's not gonna be how we see this, always one big country.
Yeah.
It's gonna be one, because that's not gonna happen. It's always gonna be people that speak different language. They already know that.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be one big group of people with money or one family.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to happen. It's happening behind the scenes, but they're trying to get more of that. But it's always gonna be like that until we get to a point where, you know what? We are here on this earth as human beings.
Yeah.
If we can separate if we want to, but we need to learn how to cooperate and make sure. But here's the thing. Crime comes from poverty. Now, I understand there's going to be some small crimes here and there, but I give you, I don't care if you're stealing fucking candy from a candy store. There's no thief. There's no billionaire thief that's like, you know what? Today I'm going to rob a bank. I was having this argument with a police officer. Like, here's the thing. If you really want to help, all you got to do is give them structure for something to read or something to do better with life. They won't commit crime. Like, oh, there's always somebody going to do bad. But here's the thing. If he had that money, he wouldn't do bad. I got a call right now.
Yeah.
I got a call right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If I got a gun with me, the chance of me trying to rob somebody for another car are a lot lower with me having a car.
Yeah.
But if I'm homeless and don't have a car, but I got a gun, I'm probably going to do that,
even without jail,
because it's my thing.
Yeah.
Jail is meant to imprison you for doing something wrong. But if you have 50 apples,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and you see somebody with 200 apples, you fall on your 50 apples, you got a less likely chance of robbing somebody because you got yours.
Yeah.
You don't need religion to fix your morality.
I agree on that. The thing is, for me, where it can be excessive is when you see somebody driving a Bentley, like it's a Honda Civic.
That's when you might want to do that, because the difference in class is so spread out.
And it's apparent. It's like you know it.
Yeah, but if you got a 2019,
they want you to know it.
Yeah,
they don't just go, oh, you see my car. It's worth more than you're going to make in the next 10 years. They're like, you're not going to ever touch that kind of money.
Right, yeah. But here's the thing. Yeah. If you got to get a brand new 2019 Camaro and somebody drives at you next to you in a fucking, I mean, and it's paid for and somebody drives you next to a fucking, what did you, a fucking Maserati?
Maserati ain't even it. You gotta pull out Bugatti money. You gotta pull out
Bugatti money. You still might not probably rob them because you're like, I'm gonna get there one day. But of course, if the glasses are so far apart, we got a 1980 Honda that's about to pull up, then you might want to rob them. But like, but it still proves the point. It comes from not having.
Right.
The only crime that I can say is comes from just playing that doesn't come from poverty is rape. That's the only one.
But. Now, it's also a lack thereof.
It does come, every crime does come from a lack thereof. I'll give you that. But it does come from a lack thereof.
The only thing I would really assume would be like an excessive thing is child pornography.
Yeah.
And I would put it in the sense like you got public figures going out and seeking the shit. And then knowing they can get caught anytime, and then their shit leaks. They get caught on site. Their shit gets flagged. You're like the Internet of Things means you're being tracked every moment you connect. It doesn't matter if you have a phone, a tablet, a smartwatch, a smart TV. Every time you connect, somebody out there knows what you're doing. And me being anonymous about it is like lying to ourselves.
Exactly. But crimes like that, selfless crimes, where you're not actually hurting somebody, you can kind of hurt, but those come from, even though it's lust, it's still kind of gluttony. That's a mindset that I always got to have more.
Yeah.
Because before they were interested in children, they were interested in women, then they went from just regular women to having small. It's that's desire to want more. That's not necessarily the disease, but that's like a discipline. That's the only crime. Lustful crime, like gambling.
Yeah.
Fucking the hook. That's like a discipline.
Then what is that's like a self-control. Is that a habit?
That's a habit.
When to quit.
That's a habit, but it's also a lack of discipline.
Okay.
Because as much as you have freedom, you gotta also learn how to have that as a people, like have discipline.
Right.
And discipline is something people, you can't sugarcoat discipline. Either you gotta put your foot down and do it or no. And that's one thing we also gotta learn how to do, sugarcoat discipline, because discipline comes in many places for them. We do it every day. You got discipline come to work. This not a fuck some bitch you're not supposed to when you're married. Discipline is a natural part of life that's what we're slowly drifting away to. And that's why it's so easy for people like you and me to become successful. I mean, we all fall short of discipline sometimes, but the funny thing is about the most successful people, those are some people that are more successful than other people, is discipline.
Right.
It's point blank, discipline.
Right.
Because everybody has the same 24 hours. That's what I love about the universe. There's nobody that has a magical button that says, I'm going to have more time in a day than you do. No, I don't. There's nobody. It's just what you choose to do with that time. Yeah. And where does that come from? Discipline. But what is discipline? Discipline is a mindset. It's making yourself do something that you don't want to do.
Right.
It's getting the habit of doing something that you don't want to do.
And the thing is, I can sit here and go over habits, and we can do this on another podcast to be sure. But the thing is like, as a society, we don't have a way of reward and punish. Because if somebody puts their hands on their child abuse. If somebody's engaging their children in a non-threatening way, and they're supposed to have some kind of mind control over their kids and not make them do wrong, they're a good parent. That makes no sense to me.
But that's an American thing. I'll give you an example. That's Americans that do it. But here's my thing. The funniest thing about America, we got money. Not more money than China, but we got money. But we're currently trying to make our world more soft. We're trying to make it more soft and rainbow.
Well, we did have more money than China before 2008 Olympics.
Yeah.
But something happened right there that America, I guess, sold them the resources to build their infrastructure, and they didn't lose any penny to it because they didn't have to take out a loan.
Yeah, but how did China not have to take out a loan?
It's coming called, we forgive them.
That no. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
What is China do with American debt?
They bet on it.
No. They sell it. It's like if you got a credit card and you let it and you let it go off, they sell it to a collection company that buys it on penny on the dollar. So they got that money back. It's a lower amount. That's right. So China ain't passing charge off for American debt.
Right.
That's what China been doing.
Right.
They don't spread it on. They get their money back. What they doing is they getting the money back and still telling us we gotta pay. So they didn't got a portion of their money, and then they sending us a notice of, oh, you gotta pay this money because it's in contract. That's all China doing. Yeah. That's what a lot of people do. Yeah. When you get a China card that's charged off, when it says charged off, that means somebody else bought the debt and you still gotta pay the debt. But you're just paying it to that third party now.
And that's a repo for everybody. It is.
Well,
I got a cousin who got two cars repoed and still paying them full amounts. So I was like, bro, you better call bankruptcy.
No, you don't even know when situations like that. Unless you don't file bankruptcy, what you do? You dispute it first because you got to verify that you own the debt, that it's yours, and they got to credit right amount. Now if they don't own the debt anymore. What they got to do is something called pay for deletion. Find out how much they're willing to pay to delete it off your account. But if they don't own the debt anymore, they can take it off by all you got to do is come up with a mediation. That's it. A certain amount. Because you still owe the debt.
This. How many people do you know in your whole existence that know about that?
Oh, very few. But here's the thing. Do you know how I know it?
Yeah.
Not only because I work for credit, but while I was doing that, I just took the time to research. But here's the thing. People like to sit in a situation like, damn, I don't know what to do about it. The best thing I love about our era, everything we ever need to know, we can look up on YouTube and Google. That's the only thing. Here's the thing, though. When did the internet become popular, right?
96?
In 2005. It's kind of 97, but I'm talking about as far as information.
Oh,
as like, videos and information, 2005, 2008. That's when it was popular.
Like when YouTube came out.
Exactly. Yeah. So we live in an era we can literally look up and search anything. And it's only been around for 10 years. But 10 years is enough time for you to figure out, like, damn, if I really want to do something, there's a YouTube video. There's somebody that explains how to do it. So there's no excuse now. We live in an era where there's no excuse not to know something. All you got to do is say, if I don't know it, let me look it the fuck up. But here's the thing. People don't have to do the research. It's just doing the research. It's literally on the same phone you tag somebody and watch stupid YouTube videos on. Yeah. And the same phone you can study for your life exam. The same phone you can study how to make investments, study how to do this, and have a business. It's just a matter of choices. Are you going to listen to the podcast in the morning? Are you going to listen to Slim Thug in the morning? Little Gotti, which one are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's just choices, bro. It starts with daily choices.
I appreciate this, man. Thanks for your time, my guy.
All right. I'll see you next time, bro. Boo best.
All right. You too. Bye.